There's one more mahalach that we'd like to discuss b'siyata d'shmaya to understand the chet of the yegel. And here I'd like to focus b'ikar on the actual chet itself and on the psukim around the chet of yegel. So let's begin with a few horrors. First of all, b'chlal, one has to understand why did they dafka make an yegel? Why dafka did an animal yegel come out? Why was dafka the yegel shel zohav? Why dafka zohav? Vayahom ki boishesh Moshe. And Chazal say boishesh is a lashon of sheish. Sheishois. Why that Rashi brings down? What's the meaning of sheish over here? And we call Om al Aaron vayem reilov kum asay lano Elohim. So they rose straight up in Aaron and they asked Aaron dafka to make them Elohim. Why dafka the Elohim? And why were they so adamant that Aaron HaKohen should make it? Bimonashoch, they want to serve Avodah Zorah. So they need to ask authority. They need to ask Aaron HaKohen to make it. You want to make Avodah Zorah. You want to turn away from Judaism. So you don't want to listen to Moshe Aaron. So that's it. So make yourselves an Avodah Zorah. What were they scared of? Anybody that came in their way, they killed anyways. Chor was killed. So why dafka did they have to come up by call home Aaron? And then the Pasuk says, and hey, Pasuk hey, vaya Aaron, vayivin his bech lefanov. Vayikran, vayem a chag la shemocha. So what type of chag was Aaron HaKohen talking about? Who mentions a chag over here? They asked him to make an eagle. So what's Aaron HaKohen saying chag la shem? But the Mahal HaDvarim, I'd like to read out a few words of Reb Tzadok in the Sefer David Tzedek. Reb Tzadok says, I say ego, ele hecho, shirak ele, hanigle le ain, rotzaloy maha maisa belvad, levad beli bina salev hu ele hecho. Only the maisa levad is ele hecho. Shirotzu la hafrid halev mina masim. They wanted to take the lev away from the maisim, shem shichu rak min hamoyach levad. So these are dvorm stumin from Reb Tzadok, and Reb Tzadok b'dak har kodesh is mekatzer. We have to understand the yisod that Reb Tzadok is trying to get at. They wanted mitzvahs min ha-moyach, not min ha-lev. What does all this mean? But to understand this mahalach, let's go back to Sefer Bereishis, to Parshas Bereishis, to the Maisa of Bria Sodom. Because you cannot understand the mahalach and the chet ha-egel, the pegam and the egel, without understanding the pegam and the chet of Adam and Rishon. Because we've discussed this before already, the Chazal say that the egel brought back the zuama of the chet of Adam and Rishon. It left, the tuba of the chet of Adam and Rishon left at Matan Torah, and it returned again as a result of the Chet HaEgel. So the Chet HaEgel must be intrinsically linked to the Chet of Adam Rishon, to the Chet of the Nochash. So therefore, let us go back to Gan Eden. Adam Rishon, on the day that he was created Erev Shabbos. And the Pasuk says that Adam Hashem put him into Gan Eden, La'avda o L'shomro. And Chazal anad, La'avda o Zumitzus Asei, o L'shomro o Zumitzus Lois Asei. So Hashem commanded him. Adam Rishon was placed in Gan Eden with a command. Eat from this one, don't eat from the other one. What's the idea that Adam Rishon was created after an Erev Shabbos? And he's given straight away the mitzvahs of La'avda L'shomro. What was the inyan that he should be created Erev Shabbos, arriving into Shabbos? But the Yisoy Datvon is the following. We have what's called Torah mitzvahs. We talk about somebody who's a Shomer Torah or mitzvahs. So what does it mean, Shomer Torah mitzvahs? Are all the mitzvahs also Torah? So what is the difference between Torah and mitzvahs? But the answer is very important. The answer is that mitzvahs are commandments. We're commanded to do this and that. Torah, learning about the mitzvahs, gives a person a tainug in the mitzvahs. If a person doesn't learn anything about the mitzvahs, he just knows that he has to pick up a lulav and shake it. So he's doing a mere ma'isa. He's mekayim his mitzvah. He's mechaven the shem mitzvah's lulav. But he doesn't know anything about it. That's called a command. He's obeying a command. If one learns about the mitzvah, if one uses the Torah to learn about the mitzvahs, so then one is mekayim the mitzvahs with a tainug. One understands the mitzvah. Not only one understands the mitzvah, but one feels a connection to the mitzvah. And that's why Chazal say that before every Yom Tov, Shoyel HaMadoshim V'Hilchas HaChag. An idea of Sholem Adoshin is not only just to teach the person the Mirah Halachas, but to give a person a feeling that the mitzvahs he should be Mekayim are mitzvahs that he should be Mekayim, but Tainuk, or B'Simcha. There is an element of the mitzvah that a person is mekayim because of kabbalas ol. He's mekabel ol malchus shemayim, and if the king commands, you do it whether you feel it or not. But that's only one part of the avodah. But be'ikar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dafka after a person's already felt that, he feels that I'm mekayim the mitzvah now because Hashem told me to. But b'shas tekiyum mitzvah, he's also supposed to feel tainuk. He's supposed to feel a tainuk alien in the mitzvah. Ritz Tzadik writes in Tzidkas Tzadik, that's the difference between the bracha of the mitzvah, the birchas of the mitzvah, and the actual ma'aseh mitzvah. The birchas of mitzvah is the bechinah of kabbalas ol. Hashem, you are the kenu melech ha'ilam, and you commanded us. Shekedushanu b'mitzvoyis ha'vitzivanu. And therefore we're doing the mitzvah as a command. A servant obeying orders. But b'shas the mitzvah, a person should feel tainuk in the mitzvah. Says Ritz Tzadik, first you feel the kabbalas ol, you're doing it anyways, but once you felt that kabbalas ol, you should feel tainuk. With that we can understand Adam Rishon's position in Gan Eden. He was created on Erev Shabbos. Sheishes Yomim Tasa Melachtecha. The 6 days of creation, the 6 days of the week, are the Yemei Asiyah. Asiyah, mere actions. Shabbos is a mitzvah's oinig. Yizmachu b'malchus ha-shomrei Shabbos v'koyrei oinig. Klal Yisrael ha-shomrei Shabbos. We keep the mitzvahs. But nevertheless, we koyre oinik. We have an oinik, a tainik in the mitzvahs. Which means that all the mitzvahs that a person did during the week is he can feel an unbelievable oinik, an unbelievable dveikus and kesher, his slavus, and his scarvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the whole idea. Mishatorach, bear of Shabbos, yechel b'Shabbos. Somebody who works and does a lot of mitzvahs during the week is on Shabbos. He feels the tainuk. Shabbos is a mitzvah of oinik, but if somebody doesn't do the ma'aseh mitzvahs during the week, so he doesn't feel the oinik of Shabbos, doesn't feel the pnimius of those mitzvahs. So Adam Rishon was created on Erev Shabbos, number one, la'avdol l'shomer. On Erev Shabbos, while it's still Yimei HaMa'aseh, so he's given commands, la'avdol l'shomer. But the whole tachlis was that a few hours later he should be nichnas l'shabbos, and then he should be toyim, the tainuk of mitzvahs. And here's where the Nachash came in and divided the two up. The Nachash said to Adam Rishon, what type of Torah mitzvah is this? What type of commands is this? You're not enjoying it. It's not geschmack. Try and eat from the Eitz Hadas. Even if Hashem said you shouldn't eat from the Eitz Hadas, but don't worry, eat from the Eitz Hadas. Because at least then you'll have tainig, you'll feel tainig in your life. So therefore that's why they ate from the Eitz Hadas, because the Nachash made them feel that Yahadut, keeping Hashem's commands, it's boring, it's just ma'asim, it's mere actions. There's no feeling to it, there's no deep understanding to it. And therefore automatically a person gets attracted to things that give a person immediate tainuk. If Adam Rishon would have waited till Shabbos, he would have felt the greatest tainuk, the tainuk elyon, the tainuk ruchni. But the Nachash didn't want him to wait. The Nachash wanted to lure him to tainuk gashmi. And therefore that's why the Nachash separated Shabbos from the week. If there's only week, if there's only Yimei Maisa, then Torah Mitzvah is just Maisa. Torah Mitzvah is just mere action, picking up a lulav and shaking it. Shabbos gives a person the tainuk that after you mekabel ol malchus shemayim, after you mekabel in yourselves to do the mitzvahs, even if you don't feel anything, then now's the time to feel the tainuk. Then you feel the tainuk, that's Shabbos. But the Nachash didn't let Adam wait. And therefore the Nachash says, no, there's no tainug in Torah mitzvahs. There's only tainug in eating from the Eitz Hadas. In eating from the Eitz Hadas, as the Rishonim bring, was Taivas Aguf. And that's where it went wrong. Because they didn't wait for Shabbos, they didn't feel the tainug ruchni. And therefore the Nachash is punished. That the Nachash can't feel tainug anymore in his life. He only eats from the offer, and it's tasteless. He doesn't feel a tam. He doesn't feel a tam in anything. Because he took away the tam from Adam Rishon, he took away the tam, the oinig ruchni, and he said that only Olam Hazad is tam and tainuk, so that tam and tainuk of Olam Hazad was taken away from him. In other words, the Musa Haskel we have to learn from the Nachash is that even if Olam Hazeh is immediate tainuk, but it's nothing, it's offer, it's not emestika tainuk. The emestika tainuk is the tainuk mitorah mitzvahs, but for that you have to wait for Shabbos. For that first you makabal all, first you makabal on yourself to do it anyways, and then you can feel the unbelievable tainuk. First you do the week, and then Shabbos. That was the chet of Adam and Rishon. That there's no tainug in mitzvahs. Nothing. It's all boring. It's all mere mice and mere actions. And as you do, I'm not going into Nabarichas, but you know the Ovis HaKadoshim began the tikkum of Adam and Rishon. And therefore Avraham Avinu was Zrizim Akdim in Chazal learn out. Zrizim Akdim in the mitzvahs from the Yashkim Avraham. Avraham Avinu is Zoris. He shows tainug in keeping Kima mitzvahs. He's excited. He's emotional about Torah mitzvahs. Because he's bringing this tikkun back, that Enechanami HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us at first to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim, but then and be mekabel the mitzvahs as avodim to the other and to the melech. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu bevadai wants a person to feel the tainig ruchni. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Heilige Shabbos, a matana toiva, that we can feel already the tainig of the mitzvahs. That we should know, we should realize, and we should feel, and we should be mamen, that the emes every mitzvah carries along with it to marry the tainig and the elyon. Anyways, to cut a long story short, when Klal Yisrael came to Mamet HaSinai, that's to start the whole Chai life of Adam Rishon all over again. Because we know, as we discussed earlier, that the Gemara Shabbos says that HaSinai Paska Zumasam, that Zuma of the Nachash went away. And therefore, Klal Yisrael at the foot of HaSinai finds themselves in the place of Adam Rishon Lifnei Achet. And therefore, Klal Yisrael called out Naseh V'Nishma. Naseh is the heir of Shabbos of Adam Rishon Gan Eden. And the Nishma is the Shabbos. Meaning, Naseh means action. We're Mekabel Ol. We're Mekabel Ol that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kabbal the Torah, even though we don't understand it yet, even though we don't have the Torah chelik of the mitzvah, the Tainuk chelik of the mitzvah, but then Menishma, but we man of Amun Shlema, the Bashas, the mitzvah will feel the most unbelievable Tainuk. That's because Nishma is Shmiah, and Shmiah is Bina, and Bina is the understanding. The Naseh is the week, and the Nishma is the Shabbos. And that's how they were Mesakin the Chet. So in the same Seder of Klal Yisrael's Naseh and Nishma, first Naseh and then Nishma, so that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midah Keneged Midah gives them over the same sequence in the same order. First is the Ten Commandments. Commandments, command. Kishmoy Kein Hu. It's a tzivoy. We have to do it anyways. We say Mipia Gvura Shemanu. Things that we heard at Hasina, we heard Mipia Gvura. Gvura is Midas Adin. Midas Adin is the Melech ordering his servants. That's the chlal. Whenever we talk about Sinai, we talk about Sinai as being the bechina of Naseh, of the bechina of Asiyah, that we don't see the tainug in it. Like, for example, we say this is a halacha lemoisha misinai. In other words, it's something that we can't be mefalpel on, it's something that we can't delve into, ba'amkus, the tainug, make a shtickle Torah on it, because it's halacha lemoisha misinai. That's it. It's an order from Hashem, and that's it. Hilchas ha-gemirla. Mipia gvura shemanu. But after HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Moshe Rabbeinu up to Shemayim. And Hashem says, now that Klal Yisrael passed, the Naseh with flying colors, now it's time for Nishma. Now it's time for Klal Yisrael to get the deep understanding and the great Tainug and the greatest Tainug, the Torah. The deep understanding to all the mitzvahs, the Nishma. Moshe Rabbeinu is up in Shemayim to be koineh the bechina of Nishma and to bring the greatest Tainug down to Klal Yisrael. That from now Klal Yisrael will feel every time they do a mitzvah, they'll feel the unbelievable Tainug. They'll be masik all the Torah and all the panimius of each and every mitzvah. And that's the schar for Klal Yisrael saying Naseh v'Nishma. The Naseh was Mavet HaSinai, and the Nishma now is going to be when Moshe Rabbeinu is coming down after the 40 days. 40 days is Bina, Ben Arbam LeBina. Bina is the understanding. Bina is the Gishmak, the Tainuk. And therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and gives them that, that will be the Shiluv, the blend of the Birchas HaMitzvah, which is the Kabbalah Oil of the Mitzvah, which has happened already at HaSinai, and the actual Mitzvah, which is the actual Tainuk of the Mitzvah, which Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come down now with after 40 days. In other words, Har Sinai is the Avdus. And coming down after the 40 days is the cheirus. Ein lechob ben chayin elam yishoisik b'torah. The feeling that when we're serving Hashem, it's the greatest cheirus. It's not even avdus. But Har Sinai is a bechin of avdus. That's how we know that the eved who doesn't want to go out after 6 years is Rashi Mishpatim. Rashi quotes the Chazal that says the reason why you have to pierce his ears because oizin zu sheshama Har Sinai kili bnei Yisrael avodim him. So in other words, everything was said at Har Sinai. Not just this pasuk of Kli Bnei Yisrael Avodim Him. But the Oymek Rainian is that Sinai was Avdus. Sinai was Mekabel upon ourselves forevermore that we are Avodim of Hashem and only Avodim Hashem and we are obeying His commandments. That's Sinai. So the Eved who wants another Adon, who wants to be an Eved of somebody else, is Poigim in the whole Mamad Har Sinai, which was a Poigim, which was a Mamad of Avdus. But after Har Sinai, after Moshe Rabbeinu's 40 days in Shemai, they're coming down with a bina of Torah, and from now on they're going to feel ein lechob ben chayir and elamim she'oisik b'Torah. However, when Bnei Yisrael see that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't seem to be coming down, and it's already vayam ki boishesh Moshe, it's already the sixth, it's already the bechina of erev Shabbos, and Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming down, so the same idea that sheishes yemei ha'maisa afterwards comes Shabbos, but there doesn't seem to be an afterwards over here. So therefore, Klal Yisrael made a mistake into thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to give them the Tainug. Hashem doesn't want them to give them the Cheiros of Ein Lecha Ben Choyin Elam Yishoisik B'Torah. Hashem wants them to keep the mitzvahs as the Ten Commandments, as an Eved obeys his master's orders. And it's not Gishmak. Hashem doesn't want them to get Gishmak in their learning. Hashem doesn't want them to get Gishmak in their mitzvahs. So from now on, they're viewing Torah as merely avdus and only avdus. That's because Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming down, and he was supposed to come down to bring them the Bina Salev, to bring them the beauty and the Geschmack. But Moshe Rabbeinu isn't coming down, perhaps that's supposed to stay up. So therefore, L'shem Shemayim, Klal Yisrael began thinking that it's Ratzon Hashem that they should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu only and only like an Eved to a Melech without ever feeling Tainug. And therefore, the whole idea of the Egel, the whole purpose of serving the Egel was to be Marbed the Inyan of Din Boilam. The Egel we know is from a Shor, and a Shor we know represents Din. For example, Yecheskel and the Maisa Merkova, he saw the Pnei Aryeh, the Aryeh Mitzad Yamin, and the Shor Mitzad Smoil, and Smoil always corresponds to Midas Adin. Like we know in Baba Kama, the Shor, Kavanosei Lahazik, Shor as a Keren, Kavanosei Lahazik, they wanted to be Marbed, but the idea of Din, that Judaism is Kuloi Din, therefore they made it from Zohav, because we know the difference between Zohav and Chesed. Chesed is that Zohav represents Din, and Chesed represents Chesed. Chesed represents Ava, Dveikus. Chesed is Milosh and Nichsef, Nichsafti. So therefore they made the Egel of Zohav, the Egel which is Din, Zohav which is Din. They were showing that Judaism is Kuloi Din, is Kuloi obeying orders and nothing else. There's no Tainug in Avodas Hashem, never. Avodas Hashem, mitzvahs is kulei maisa, kulei mere physical external actions, but there's nothing lifnai v'lifnim. It's kulei moyach, kulei obeying orders, hearing and obeying orders, but there's no lave, there's no emotion involved. It's kulei sheish, without going into Shabbos, without going into the Tainug. So therefore, Klal Yisrael were mar bedin. And they thought, that's Ratzon Hashem, that's what it's all about. If you want Tainug, you can't have Tainug in Avodas Hashem, you've got to look elsewhere, you've got to look into a different religion. So in other words, the same Nochosh, the same Satan that got in the way, that divided Adam and Rishon, divided the weekdays from Shabbos by Adam and Rishon, is the same Yitzhar that got in the way over here and said that divided Torah mitzvahs and Yehadut from Oineg, that there's no Oineg involved, and therefore the same way as he learned not Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, that's where you find Tainug, V'chintava Hilei Naim. So too, he wanted the Klal Yisrael, if they want to taste Tainug, they have to go elsewhere. So with that, we can understand why Dafka Klal Yisrael came to Aaron HaKohen, and they said to Aaron HaKohen, make us an Egel. We asked earlier, that if they anyways wanted to make an Egel, what did they need Aaron HaKohen's consent for? But the answer is that it's Dvarim HaMukim, because we'd already discussed that the difference between Moshe and Aaron is that Moshe corresponds Taka to the Bittel and to the Abdus Hashem, to the Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim of Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu is Kulei Bittel, Kulei Batlas, as we've discussed and quoted earlier from the Balatanya, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't feel Tainug in his Avodas Hashem, because he was a stone, he was paralyzed in his fear and in his Batlas and his Abdus to Hashem. Mashein Kin Aaron HaKohen corresponds to Tainug and Avodas Hashem, because Aaron is Rosh HaTevah's Nohar Aleph. Nohar is Tainug, Aleph is Aluf Ish Eloilam Hashem. Aaron corresponds to feeling Tainug and Simcha in one's Avodas Hashem. So they're coming to Aaron now and they're saying to Aaron, you're unemployed, you're out of business. Everything that you represent, you're representing the idea of Simcha and Tainug and Avodas Hashem and Pnimis and Avodas Hashem, is we see that that's not Ratzon Hashem. And therefore they came to Aaron and they what Dafka wanted Aaron's Haskama to be Marbedinim in the world. Aaron, you have to be mevatel your tainug, you have to be mevatel everything now to din. You make us an egel. Egel is shor is din, zov is din. Aaron HaKohen, you, which is tainug. So you're going to be mevatel your tainug now by making us an egel, by throwing all your tainug in Avodas Hashem, your pnimis in Avodas Hashem, throwing it into the din and making it all din. And therefore they said to him, Kum asei lono Elohim. It's all asiya. Elohim is midas adin. So it's all midas adin. But Aaron HaKohen wants to tell her no. If it's Bechin of Sheish, says Aaron HaKohen, wait for tomorrow. And tomorrow is the Bechin after Sheish, which is Sheva, and then Chag Lashem Ochor. Tomorrow you'll feel a Chag. Just like a Chag, there's a Bechin of Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. Chag, there is a Chatzi Lashem, there is a Kabbalah Sol, but there's also a Chatzi Lachem, there's also a Tainug in Kima Mitzvahs. Says Aaron HaKohen, wait for tomorrow, wait for after the Bechin of Sheish, wait for the Bechin of Shabbos, and then it's going to be Chag, then it's going to be Lachem, and then you will feel the Tainug in Avodas Hashem. Because Aaron says, Bevadai, Bevadai, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come down and he's going to teach us the Torah and the Pnimius of all the mitzvahs, then we'll be able to feel the Tainug. Don't worry, Klal Yisrael, be patient. But Klal Yisrael weren't patient, just like Adam Arishan wasn't patient, Kilo, because the Nochash got him to eat from the Yetzer Das before Shabbos, so too the Yetzer Hara got Klal Yisrael to look for Tainug before Moshe Rabbeinu came down, before they were taught the Bechina of the Tainug of the Shabbos of the Torah Mitzvahs, and therefore Vayashkimu Mimochras, Vayalu Oilois, Vayeshavam lechel l'shosu vayekumu l'tzachek. The Satan got into them that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants din, you're not going to survive on din, even though you think it's Ratzon Hashem that it's only din, but you need Tainug. And if you need Tainug, you have to find it elsewhere. And vayekumu l'tzachek, says Rashi, l'tzachek is gilei aroyos. They said if once women mekayim Torah mitzvahs, that's only going to be mir maisim. But if we want a Tainug, then we're going to have to find Tainug elsewhere. Mamish, the same idea as Adam HaRishon, that the Anochash says eat from the Eitz Hadas and find Tainug elsewhere, because there's no Tainug in Torah mitzvahs. So with that we understand how Mamet HaSinai was metakin the chet of Adam HaRishon, because Mamet HaSinai was Naseh. We understand at first as Kabbalah Soil, but then Menishma. When Mamet was Menashleim, that we're going to be Zoicha to the Nishma, and that was a ticket to the chet of Adam, who only waited for the Naseh, but not for the Nishma. But now Klal Yisrael, through not waiting for the Nishma, through not waiting for Moshe to come down, through not waiting for the Tainug of Torah, the Tainug of Mitzvahs, is therefore, they went to other Taivas and other Tanugim, the whole Zoom of the Chet of Adam came back again. So with that we can also understand why Shabbos is in the parasha before the Chet Egel. Because the whole problem of the Egel was that they thought that it's that Yahadus Torah Mitzvahs is Kulei Maisa, Kulei Melacha. But they were mistaken. And that's the whole parasha of Shabbos. And that's why the Psukim say over here in Parashas Kisisa, the Psukim of Shabbos. Whoever does melacha on Shabbos v'nichrusah, sheishes yomim yasa melacha. The 6 days, that's the beginning of doing melacha. That's the beginning of doing maisa mitzvahs. But Shabbos, kol oisa melacha v'yema Shabbos mois yumos. Because Shabbos is not a zman of melacha. Shabbos is a zman of oinig. Shabbos is a zman of getting the oinig of all the melacha. An oinig of all the kima mitzvahs of during the week. And before the parasha of Shabbos, we have the parasha, the idea of the Shemen HaMishcha. Shemen corresponds to Chochmah, but they put Besomim in the Shemen. And the Besomim is Gishmak. The Besomim brings Oineg. That's why Shabbos is Oineg, and we have to smell Besomim when Shabbos goes out, because we're missing out on this Oineg. So this Besomim that was in the Shemen means that the Chochmah of Torah, and everything about Torah, is really Kulei Oineg. This was again the antidote to the Chet HaEgel, to think that the Torah was just a list of laws, a law book, without any Oineg. It's Kulei Besomim, it's Kulei Geshmak, Kulei Oineg. And that's the parasha before the Egel. And straight after the Egel, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu eventually brought down, was Megala through his tefillahs, the Yud Gimel Midas. Hashem Hashem Keil Racham Mechanan. And we know Chazal say that the Yud Gimel Midas are Rachamim or Keneged the Yud Gimel Midas Shatoyin Adreshes Behem. And the Yud Gimel Midas Shatoyin Adreshes Behem corresponds to the idea of the Tainug of Torah, the Drushes of Torah, the Pilpil of Torah, the Mavin Dava Mitech Dava of Torah, comparisons. Moshe Rabbeinu was zoicha to bring down eventually the Tainug of Torah. We know the Luchas Shniyos is that, like we bought last time, we quoted it already from Ratzadik, that the Luchas Shniyos is the Shurish of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is the Tainug of Torah. And the Mishkan was also kapara for the Chet HaEgel. And the Mishkan was the beginning when Klal Yisrael came together and they felt the Tainug, they felt the Hiskarvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aaron HaKohen, who's Nohar Aleph, who represents the Tainug, and he was the Kohen, he did avoid in the Mishkan, where a person felt the unbelievable Hiskarvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's the tachlis. First you begin with the avdus, but then you have to feel the tainug of Torah as well. When Klal Yisrael came up to the Mishkan, came up to the Beis HaMikdash, Shalish Pom Bashona Yiro Kol Zuchurcha, says the Ibn Ezra there on Mishpatim, Paz Mishpatim, the Chazal say that you have to bring up a korban, Lo Yiro Pon Ayreikom, say Chazal Ke'evet Hamevi Doiron Lefnei Adonai, like a servant who's coming to bring a gift to his master. So that's the bechin of avdus. That's why you bring a korban. Once you were there already, we felt the unbelievable tainug. Again, the same seder. First it starts with avdus, but then the klal is to feel the tainug. One's not supposed to keep mitzvahs just because of the tainug. One begins with the Kabbalah soil, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to feel the bechin of tainug, HaGishmak, Ein Lecho Ben Chorin Elam Yishoisek B'Torah. And that's what the Mishkan was all about. The menorah that Aaron HaKohen lit was the Tainug of Torah. Like Chazal say, Rashi quotes it in Baal Oischa, that every day of Aaron HaKohen lit the menorah as if it was the first day. And the Sfasemes and others explain the Rashi. What does it mean as if it was the first day? Because when something is new, it's exciting, there's Tainug in it. And Aaron HaKohen lit the menorah every day with the greatest Tainug. Aaron is in fact Nohar Aleph, and he's teaching us the Tainug of Torah. The Torah, every time a person learns something, you learn it again and you learn it again. Einoi doime, mishishoyne pirkoi mea pa'amim, mea v'echot pa'amim. There's no greater tainuk, there's no greater pleasure than living a life of dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, living all the time with this unbelievable dveikus and this karvus to Hashem, and all the other tainugim and taivas that there are in the world completely fall away into complete insignificance. Adarabba, the muktzumachmas mias, le'umas, the tainugim that there is in avodas Hashem. And if the Yitzhara tells a person in the morning, Oi, what are you getting up for? Another prayer, another Pesuk in the Zimra, another Shemoneh Esrei. Is the person has to answer? No. The person has to say, first of all, I'm getting up anyways because Hashem orders me to get up. But once he's up, he comes and he prepares himself for davening. He prepares himself the way he should prepare himself. And then the davening is the greatest tainuk. Vayashkim Avram Baboike. A person should always be vayashkim, should always feel the tainuk and know that the greatest tainuk there is to be found in Yahadut and Torah Mitzvahs. We mustn't let the Yetzer Hara mislead us a third time, like he did to Adam and Rishon in Gan Eden, that he didn't let him feel the Tainuk, that he made him feel the Torah Mitzvahs is no Tainuk. Like he did by the Chet HaEgel, where he made Klal Yisrael believe that Torah Mitzvahs is just a book of laws, a book of commandments, without any feeling to it, without any Tainuk, and then the person feels, oy vey, every person needs a bit of Tainuk, and then he goes off to the Yetzer Hara, and he goes off to other Tanugim. No, no, no. Some of you, Chas Hashem, looks for taiva elsewhere, not in Torah Mitzvahs, is basically going back to the Chet HaEgel. He's basically saying that he doesn't feel his tainug in Torah Mitzvahs, and therefore there's no tainug, and therefore he's got to look elsewhere. But if a person doesn't feel yet the tainug in Mitzvahs, he has to persevere, because the first chelek of Torah Mitzvahs, the first chelek is a chelek of Kabbalah's all. It's not supposed to be enjoyable, but if a person perseveres and goes even further, then eventually he'll break it and he'll find this the greatest taiva. And that's why we can connect this again to Purim, which always falls in these parish years, because the Purim they looked for tainug in other places. In that Suda where he used the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, for Kalim and Kalim Shoinim, and the Beis HaMikdash represents Tanugim in Ruchnias. And when the Jews see those Kalim and they remember the idea of Tanugim in Ruchnias, isn't how can they be Nana? How can they be Chlal be Nana from a Goyish Tainuk? And if they switch the Yiddish Tainuk for a Goyish Tainuk, it's Bedakus Venadakus going back to the same Chet HaEgel, going back to the same Chet. And therefore, The Purim became after the Napechu, Purim became yesterday of Mishtav Simcha, a day of Simcha, a day of Tanugim, where we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we eat the Sudas Purim, and we have Tainug and Hanan Avodas Hashem. That's where the Makabal Torah Shabbal Peh, where the Emesik of Tainug is in And the emphasis, we have to take this Yisod very, very seriously. A person in his life can never feel Tainuk 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There are ups and downs. There are sometimes where a person feels great excitement in his Avodas Hashem, and there are times where a person feels like he's stone. But there's two avoiders. In other words, if a person wakes up one morning and he feels that he's got no tainug in avoidus Hashem, then he must feel that obviously his Kabbalah's all Malchus Shemaim is lacking, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away his tainug, so that he should do once or twice a mitzvah without feeling the tainug. He should do the mitzvah just for the mere fact that it's Kabbalah's all Malchus Shemaim, and then emet Hashem v'soif ha-tainug lover, eventually he'll feel the tainug. And when he feels more like a tainug in his avoidus Hashem, so then he has to work at himself to internalize the tainug and to internalize the message that there's no greater tainug as Torah and mitzvahs. But a person always needs both, as we mentioned Reb Tzadik earlier. That's every berachas ha-mitzvah, it's a tremendous Kabbalah's all Malchus Shemaim that will do it Hashem even without Tainuk. Once we are prepared to do it without Tainuk, is then b'shas the kiyum mitzvah, we feel the unbelievable Tainuk. No, we should all be zoicha soon. To the Chazal, Olam Haba, Ein Lvoi Lachila, Vlai Shtia, El Tzadikim, Yoishvim, Vatrusayim, Bereshayim, Venenin Mizivashchino. The greatest Hano, the greatest Tainuk, and that is the Tainuk Lehonos Mizivashchino. And we know, and we mami, Bemunah Shleima, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in Olam Hazeh, sends us these Bechina, sends us a Shabbos, sends us a Yom Tov, sends us times, Mekoimais, Zmanim, where a person can feel that Tainuk, we have to cling to the Tainuk, and we really have to feel that Ein Lachob Ben Chorin, Elam Yishayasak B'Toira, and Ashrein Amatov Chalkenu. Ashrei is somebody who feels this way and lives his life feeling that he's living his life the greatest tainug in this world, and then he'll see him at Hashem in the next world, that any tainug in Avodas Hashem that he felt in this world was only a small play, was only shirayim to the real tainug that every El Chayid will feel him at Hashem in the Oilam Shekulei Toiv, in the Oilam Shekulei Shabbos, the Oilam Shekulei Oineg, that we should be zeichet to b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.